Welcome back, everybody. How y'all doing? Happy Friday. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we make economics and tax policy fun, or at least try to. I love this stuff, folks. I hope I'm making it interesting for all of you as well. We were talking before the break about firstly, how the proportion of federal revenue that comes from corporate tax has gone steadily down over the last 50 years. And the fact that the United States, unlike OECD countries, gets the vast majority of its income from individual income taxes and a much, much smaller proportion from corporate income taxes. And just to be clear, the 10 largest economies other than the United States all have rates between 25% and low 30%. That is higher than the U.S. and way higher than what Donald Trump proposes to bring the corporate income tax rate down to. He's proposing to take it down to 15%. We'd literally be the only large country with a corporate tax rate that low, which you might be saying, oh, that's great. More on that in a minute. The other thing I wanted to mention is this. When you compare the United States and the corporate tax receipts as a percentage of GDP to all other OECD countries, guess what, y'all? We have the lowest total corporate tax receipts of any OECD country as a percentage of GDP. This means when corporations pay less and we have revenue needs, it means that people pay more. And I've heard frequently from a couple of my most favorite callers that, well, if you raise corporate tax rates, corporations are going to leave. Not if the other large developed countries, like other OECD countries, have similar tax rates. Get what I'm saying here? Like, you only do that, you only triangulate around income tax, one, if you can. In other words, you can manufacture your product or you can do it somewhere else. Not all businesses can. And two, if those economies can supply the sort of workers that will actually allow you to make those things. And three, if you can repatriate the money back, et cetera. There's a whole bunch of things. But the assumption that if you have a tax rate that matches or is at least close to what other OECD countries are taxing corporations in those countries, that corporations are going to leave the United States, one of the largest markets on the planet, is simply wrong. Consider this. If the Donald Trump corporate tax rate reduction that he has promised is put into place, that is reducing the corporate tax rate from 21 to 15%. By the way, none of the big corporations and no small corporations actually pay that. They pay a much lower effective tax rate, and we'll get to those facts in just a moment. But I want you to consider this. This is analysis by the Center for American Progress Action Fund. That tax cut, reducing corporate taxes even more, will give the largest 100 companies, i.e. the Fortune 100, a total annual estimated tax cut of $48 billion. And those largest 100 companies, they reported $1.1 trillion in profits in their last annual report, that is in 2023. So you're going to give the largest 100 companies that made $1.1 trillion in profits in 2023 a $48 billion annual tax cut on top of the tax cut that they already got. I want that to soak in. They made $1.1 trillion in profits, and somehow we think they need to have their taxes reduced another $48 billion every single year, forever. Just looking at the 10 largest companies alone, which is includes Meta, Comcast, and JPMC, they alone get a tax cut of $23 billion, and they reported in a single year, And they reported more than $520 billion in profits. Big Oil, they'll get $2.5 billion in tax reductions. They made more than $90 billion in profits last year. Why? Why? They don't need this money. And as we've talked about time and time again on this show, that increase in profits that you get when taxes are reduced, yeah, they're not spending that to raise wages. That's going to their shareholders and to their CEOs in executive pay packages. And by the way, you don't own a lot of those shares. We're not making that money. It's going to the elite of the elite here in the United States. We're going to take a little bit of a break. I'm going to come back. I got Mark Becker joining me. He's the host of Rational Revolution. We may talk a little tax policy as well with Mark. We'll dig in, all coming up after news, weather, and sports, which is next for you here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. Happy Friday.